Where goest thou? Impetuous Peter burst forth, Lord, where are you going? But the enigmatic answer from Jesus only awakened more questions. Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me later. I am only going to be with you a little while longer. Where? Oh, where was Jesus going that they, his disciples, could not follow? How could they have been so self-deceived, they wondered. Did they so misunderstand his words? Had they somehow failed him? Was Jesus so angry and disappointed with them that he would leave them to find others in their place? They had never seen him this way before. A great heaviness hung over him as an obscuring cloud of sorrow and strange impending events. An awesome feeling, a foreboding of terrible things about to happen, assailed them. Although Jesus had forewarned them more than once of his coming immolation, they had never imagined that their powerful, miracle-working leader, who had so often miraculously escaped his enemies, would now be seized and murdered like a sacrificial lamb. The blazing sun of their imagined midday glory was suddenly eclipsed by the bleak knowledge of coming reality. Black and dark night had come upon them unawares. They felt lost, crushed, and hopeless by Jesus' words.